Meeting is now being recorded.
And well, they said that we need some evidence, arguments.
Yeah, so I took some notes, just briefly notes. Basically, they say provide evidence to IP of the Pepsi pen. Provide evidence to the IP. Pepsi, quote unquote, as the only example made on fly, need wider set of examples of different shapes of P.
Or that shape.
Yeah, I mean, presenting different fonts of type of fonts of P, because you're just sending the Pepsi example because it's a brand logo, right? Brand logos can be anything. So it's more on the Pepsi and others, but Pepsi only. With not fly, that's what they said.
But with advertisement, you can have all different weird kind of things, and not
yeah.
We couldn't go that way.
Okay.
Do we want to? An action and an owner?
That's probably good. I think that we should take the notes. You have notes, I have notes, and write it down into some kind of minutes so that we remember, and then
okay.
Add those action items to that.
Okay.
We could probably just add that to the document. Would you want that, or you want to have to do a separate document? That way, it's recorded.
Scroll down a little bit. I'll put a message on the document.
I can also do that.
What do you want
to? So for example, that's the comment that I picked up yesterday.
Okay.
So I think Tama was suggesting the same, just record all the comments and action items in here as a comment, and then we can go to that, and we have a version of history and all the tracking.
One less document to process.
Yes. Because you have the features to resolve comments here, so kind of. So what I can do here is at the top of the title, right there, where I'm the anonymous, I don't know, whatever, but I will put here action item, action, gather, evidence.
You're not logged in.
I'm sorry?
You're not logged in.
I'm logged in.
Okay.
And as soon as I hit command, it will show up, I guess.
Okay.
Yep, so the action item goes as gather evidence that provide different renderings of P. That are identical or nearly identical to Greek bro. Greek P. Okay. Who volunteers?
I feel that, I mean, this is not the only place where they require that.
No, I understand.
So,
but each one of the
right.
items is maybe an extensive exercise, so you don't want to, right? go just capturing the action items, and then we see how many action items we have and size the amount of effort, and then assign owners. That'd be a better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's collect action items, and then.
And not always to 8B was the next one. And here we
are now.
I mean,
going back in the document.
Yeah, but that's the order that we.
Just trying to find it.
0075.
I mean?
It's page 3.
Got it.
So that's the reason I have that order in my paper. So here, so we have, we have the variant 075 versus 028B. Which say question. So that is the variant that's a question.
So
yeah.
Then this at least the 3C5 example, very similar to the P case. Is it possible to, for example, draw a principle which covers both such cases? Because P has a slight extender which is missing, but
no.
And in this case, the U has a slight extender which is missing in the 3C5 case, at least.
There is a, we have the 0075.
So I'm saying that we are saying that this is not there, and it's the same case with this, where you have this part which is missing.
I think they're different because
it's just alternate shapes of simplifying and not writing.
That shape you see in normal fonts, don't you? So if we look at the
I think the most important issue here was that the two variant relationships with the Greek, they're two Latin letters was imposing an inscript variant. Our resolution was to, we want to keep both, and we accept that because of the sensitivity, those variant relationship will impose an inscript variant. And the IP said, okay, that's, if you want to do that, provide the visual evidence that you went through your analysis, and that's what we need to provide. Argument was that the different U's are very nearly identical, so they need to be treated as parents. So that's my note here. So IP agrees that we need to provide the visual evidence that we use in our analysis.
So here,
so we don't have to go out and gather more information. We just need to provide the screenshot of the worksheet that we use.
Yeah, this is what Tarmac says. The one which is closest, there's just this small jumping.
Yeah, the
small thing missing here, like with the raw case.
Yeah.
But actually, they are very similar. In my rendering here.
So I don't know. So on the wrong case, we don't know what the IP saw. Whether was it Matt's like very stylish P, or the Pepsi P? We don't know. I think what they saw was the stylish speed that you saw on your computer, right? Not the Pepsi P. You did not see the Pepsi. You don't see the Pepsi P.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw it.
Well,
on the left, he saw it.
Depends on what you mean. Here.
No, in the text. The explanation of comparing pop and versus pop.
Going back. This is how it looks like.
Down below. Yeah. There.
Yeah, okay. This one here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might, that one.
Right. And that's what they were arguing, visual similarity instead of, because the other one, if it's the one above, you can argue it's a different font.
Right. I mean, this one is very different.
Right, that's very different, right? Yeah. That's like, yeah, that's not a P.
That's not a P.
Right? That's not a P.
Okay.
Somebody can use it like as a P, but
maybe
not a P. Right, exactly. So that's why I think the IP was saying this is visual similarity. This is not a font as nearly identical font. As we put it up here. So in our discussion, we talk. Oh, this is what we see. Going again back to the U case. This is what we saw. Okay, and the IP responded. Okay, provide your analysis, and we'll look at it again. But we don't have to go out and look at other renderings. That's what I'm saying.
So I'm actually looking at handwriting samples online, and there are three shapes of P which are being used. There is obviously this shape.
Mm-hmm.
There is this shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is actually, this shape.
Right.
They're all three different shapes.
Yeah, more than that.
So it's interesting that P has all these variations. Right, and there's also, you know, obviously some things which are like very, you know, there's shapes like that.
Yeah, they are like
in this handwriting.
If you look at cursive writing, you see like the lines connecting and crossing through, for example, the horizontal stroke.
So I guess we should just put up screenshot JPEG or make sure the PDF we generate has the correct font and then include the three fonts which we use for examination and first argue that we look at those three fonts because they are representative for most of the fonts because one is very less and they are widely used and that's why we selected those three fonts and if you look at this font you see they are very close. That's why we say something around that line.
But I think their argument was that P distinctly has this thing, straight line protruding above the circle.
Okay.
But I think we need to establish, giving examples, that that's not universally done.
Hmm.
And I think giving some handwriting samples showing that variation establishes that it is not universally that P line should actually extend beyond the circle. You know, you see all these variations where the line is not sometimes horizontal, the circle extending horizontally. It's not the vertical extension, and then in certain cases, there's no extension at all. So all these are variant forms of how P is generally written and perceived.
But can we use the handwritten examples? Because if we go into the world of handwriting, there's a whole lot of things that
is used and can look similar to characters which we have
right,
looked
so
at.
Right, so that's like a cognitive or semantic argument. That's not a visual argument, I guess.
So, but in this case, it's a U case here. We propose two variants, and we get the third. So we propose the 0075 versus 03C5. That will maybe be proposed by Greek 2, and then 028B versus 03C5. And here, in this rendering here, there's a bigger difference.
Right, so that's the one which is, I guess, more questionable.
So,
defend that.
If we would drop that one, then we don't get the inscript variant by inheritance.
But I think more importantly, if you want to keep it, you know, what's the argumentation?
Right.
Can we?
Because it's reasonably distinctly different.
Can we take a look at the data?
Yeah. So here is the data for 0075 versus 03C5. Let me
just for clarification. We start the session, we said we're going to discuss or repeat kind of what the outcome was of the yesterday's discussion, but now from my understanding we are reconsidering some of those things, or is that too strong a way to look at it?
No, I think what I was asking was that eventually you have to defend it to IP, right? You need to have a line of argument. And in this particular case, what it seems like that 3C5 is actually variant enough that it's actually pulling the two together. The shapes of 3C5
yeah,
is actually significantly varying.
Yes.
And that's basically pulling together the two versions of the Latin, two code points of Latin together. Because the first shape is the curvy V and the second shape is the U shape, right, for 3C5.
So you're saying we have a merger of two separate variants there?
Exactly. It's actually the Greek epsilon which is sort of forcing that, right?
We have the U, standard U also.
Right. So
point into
I guess what I'm saying is this is causing this to be similar.
Yes.
And this is causing the other U to be similar. And because of that, that U and this V, even though they're distinctly different, become transitively kind of, you know, full to the same variance.
Can we just...
So you need to, I guess we would want to put that as an argument, right?
Can we just say transitivity causes these two Latin code points to be variant and we're okay with that?
Well, that was our argument yesterday, but we are reconsidering, right?
I felt that IP did not accept that. So they require that we could argue why they independently should be in script variant. Because if we have something which will inherit A and B to be variants, they would say, no, that's not possible, so you have to remove some variants not to get that inheritance.
Discussion, this one, which just was pointed by Simon, that the Greek epsilon shapes are causing that two
yes.
Latin characters look at the end and as ended as inscript variants. This might be one.
We have the same
one explanation.
Yes, but we have the same issue with or issue situation with Greek IOTA, which
and that's what we're using, right, as an argument for Greek IOTA. So this is a similar argument.
I think we should go ahead and try it.
Because
here in this case, we should present the data here from the Excel.
Yeah.
Right, but not just the data. I think it's also useful to articulate that argument.
Yes. Yes.
Because if you just say that the Latin 28 AB or whatever that was is just a variant of 0078, the U, that doesn't fly because they're too far apart.
No. We have to present the data here. So it's obvious that we have this near similarity due to font shape, and this leads to the support. So we don't have to go out and pick external data, as you pointed out, but we they require requests or of our background data.
Right, so what I'm capturing is the action is to provide a screenshot of the worksheet discussing this case and argument support. Right, explaining that the font type, epsilon and U with a horn, U with something, look alike.
V with a horn.
V with a horn, look alike, and the other one on the other. U and epsilon, right? That's the argument.
So, do you want to capture that detail here, just to so that we don't forget, or should I add that transitivity thing? Or you think we'll remember that?
So, just that what you said right now.
Yeah.
If you add that to your comment.
V with
horn. No, hook.
Hook.
Latin small letter V with hook. That's O2D. You can see it on the screen. The horn is another one, and that is rejected.
So we will not argue the inscript variants are variants because they have any type of similarity. It's just they are variants because of transitivity, right?
I mean, they do have similarity.
But
I think that should be part of the argument so that it's not unreasonable to have them as variants. It's not like one looks like A and the other looks like B, so they're very different. they are, if we look at them, they are similar. So that therefore, the argument should be, therefore, it's acceptable to have them as variables.
But the motivation is coming from the transitivity.
Yes.
So one more.
But the motivation comes from transitivity and the similarity between them prevents like locking of the sensitivity. But it's okay to have the sensitivity since they are similar. I think we should lift that up.
Would the InScript variant create any issues with languages using both?
So I guess one thing to look at is which language uses the 2-8P and whether it also uses the U and how prevalent that is, I guess.
Oh, I would imagine that it's quite, I mean, if you use the one word hook.
Who uses the one?
Then you probably use U and G too. But the only problem for a language if they have two words that differ in this respect and we don't know. And if V with a hook is used as a vowel, then it could be a problem. If it's used as a consonant, it's less likely that.
It looks like a bunch of African languages, Fasa, Mosi.
So it just seems like they're using it as a consonant or as a vowel.
I haven't got that far yet.
But if it's on the block variant, it's not a problem, is it?
Yeah, because if you have a distinction between two words, just...
I understand. So if you have a minimal pair,
yeah.
It's not like the two items of the minimal pair can go to different registers, but both of them can be applied.
No, not if they're blocked.
But it's blocked, not.
Blocked, not.
Yeah, but that's just what I said. If it's not blocked, it's not a problem.
Yeah, but I think that...
as long as we don't block the variant set, it's not a problem.
I think blocking is...
No, we want to block. If they are variants, they need to be blocked. No.
They could be allocatable,
They
too.
Could be allocatable. Why should they be blocked?
By the same register.
Yeah, but they're two different letters.
So yeah, what
we're saying allocatable is that they could be semantic variants, but they are not semantic variants.
That's an interpretation. Why does...
We are making an arbitrary, right? Not even that we are making the decision to make them variants. It's just because of transitivity. We don't want them to be allocatable.
No, probably not.
We want them to be blocked.
I don't think that we should...
they're not
IP
replaceable.
IP will not accept...
Sorry, are you speaking about a particular example now? Or
no, this particular example.
This particular being?
The epsilon and the V with the hook. I'm sorry, V with a hook and U, and letter U.
V with a hook and letter U?
Yes. The one that we just discussed.
Look, normally there would be block variants, but if, as Matt discussed, there is a language which uses something which may cause a minimal distinction to be not expressible anymore, in that case it should be allocatable.
So EWE is the name of the language. It has U, V, and this V with a hook, which represents
the language.
But it's a consonantal sound. It's not a vocalic sound. Whereas U is a vocalic sound. So they wouldn't really
probably
be
not.
Variants. So this is like a, it's like a bilabial fricative, voiced bilabial fricative. Yeah.
No, that's thrilled. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. More like this.
Whereas U is a regular U vowel.
So it's less likely that you have the minimal pair.
You're right. It's not possible. It's not even less likely.
That's the only language we have?
Well, that's one of them. I'm looking at others.
Okay.
But in any case, you could still have label minimal pairs, but you wouldn't really have spoken speech minimal pairs, of course.
So, yeah. I think it's more dependent on the linguistic situation, whether something is allocatable or blocked, not because, and less on whether something is same or similar for visual reasons or for non-visual reasons.
But this will be part of the LGR, and so when it's decided in the LGR, it's mechanical. So if it says blocked, it's blocked.
Yeah.
And
so
then we have to argue that this should be allocatable.
And if
I don't have to have a strong.
Mossi is another language.
So if
from Burkina Faso or Congo language, this one has it. The distinction is U and short U, or central and more extreme U. So that's a more possible case where these could be confused.
In that case, you take that language as reason for making something allocatable and set blocked.
But
it's only one language.
Yeah, it's only one language that creates a lot of redundancy in other languages. So I would.
How many speakers?
7.6 million.
What's the language, Herman?
MOSSI.
I'm sorry.
MOSSI.
MOSSI.
So if you just do Omniglot Mossi.
Mossi, okay.
That should get you there.
Yeah, so whether something is allocatable or blocked, I think, is yet another discussion. Probably the default should be blocked. Whether something is allocatable or blocked should also be dependent on linguistic factors, as in, is it actually needed for self-expression?
True, but since we are, I agree with that line of reasoning, but as long as it's widely used across the Latin script spectrum, not just one, two languages.
Right, and then I think I would probably want to go back to what Dennis was saying.
Sure.
That so, for example, even in Arabic, when we were doing allocatable variants, they were generally semantic variants. They weren't really visual variants. That two things were allocatable because it represented the same letter or concept of the same letter, like the kaf in Arabic versus kaf in Urdu or Persian, for example. So it represents the same letter. In this case, there is no language where the variation actually is represented by the same letter. And therefore, it's not really a case of a allocatable variant in that sense. It's really a case of a blocked variant.
Reminds me of the discussion we had with Ali Reza. There is no cost associated with having something blocked or allocatable.
Oh, there is at boot zone, unless you have a very good reason, the LGR procedure says that it has to be blocked. There has to be a conservative stance. That's a different argument at second level. But at top level, I think it's very clear that unless there is a real requirement and need, it should be blocked.
Well, I would say let's discuss about these things once we get there, case by case.
Sure.
So, we have the note there from Dennis. That should be enough.
No.
0.35.37 is this next one, where we. We have removed one. Variant pair here, and when we talked about it before the meeting, we realized that if we follow the argument that we have had in several cases where we say that it goes below the baseline, then it's clearly distinct.
And that's actually a problem.
So this is actually something that we have to have on our agenda.
Yeah, we have it. We consider
either today or later.
I can.
Yeah, but not now.
Not now.
No, I think we should go through the as much. I mean that discussion can be quite lengthy.
So action. Transfer. I can skim it in the next part that you asked me to say something, because I already opened my browser and I have the examples. I have some very basic examples.
But so you say you want to do it now?
Or no. Now we're going through IP feedback.
Yes.
Once IP feedback is over, I understood that Dennis had asked me to have a discussion about sameness more to the non-visual side.
Okay.
I'm right now walking through the list, preparing some
things
and grouping them in
we can have
it under that point of view, but I already had my browser open, so I do have some examples of the X case, for example.
Okay, that's good.
So I can just show it, and it won't be enough to finish the discussion, but it will be a starter to remind everyone of the problem.
Yes, that's good. Thank you.
I'm not trying to hijack your agenda.
No, that's not what I'm thinking either. It's that all of us are it's eager to we have in our mind. Okay, so next one is when the O3B3, we have the Greek, and we have the Cyrillic, and we said that we're going to reach out to the
TDBGP.
Right, and we should have that as a comment. I would have expected a strong reaction from them that we wanted to keep that. But And also in this case, I think that we need to show screenshots. And that's a general thing. We need to show screenshots in all cases.
Yes.
So we need to show our data. Waiting for your comments to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Latin G to reach to Cyrillic GP in Spain. I'll find it proposed. So it's specifically about the O4AF.
I'm just going to... Sorry, it's O4AF and not CD3. Okay.
So O3B3, that's not Cyrillic. That O3B3 is the Greek.
4AF. Yeah, and 443. That's the force imposed... potentially impose increased variance in Cyrillic, right?
Yes.
4AF and 443.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's action item to look at. And we have the sharp S set.
Mm-hmm.
Ace.
course. That I looked last night whether I was able to find words or combinations of letters from the Greek alphabet which we have as variant and which would result in a word looking German. I couldn't find a textual German word with those letters, but I found one or two words which looked like German words.
You can roughly register that as a brand name.
If
could be a surname. That's okay. So
didn't have time to research that since yesterday evening. If you, we could split the work up. Like, if you produce a list of those cross script variants with Greek, which are potential candidates which exist in German, I can then take those characters and do some dictionary lookups. So, for example, there are reversed dictionaries which list words basically from the end instead of from the beginning. So I can take a look at those and see what kind of candidates we have, which kind of end with a sharp S, for example, because it's limited in the position of the word. Can only occur, it cannot occur at the beginning of a word, which probably means wouldn't occur at the beginning of a string. Probably, not definitely. So I have to do some mental permutation there.
But there were just a few letters like V, O, U.
I can only think of those three, but maybe I didn't have them.
Whoosh.
Yeah. So if you could just send me an email with the letters which are candidates, then I can, when I get
Whoosh.
Home, take
Whoosh.
A look at if I see anything.
Whoosh.
Reverse dictionary lookup.
That's
there are things like this. There are, I think there are family names like Foss. And if you have a company which is called Foss, and if they ever like want to register their own TLD, then you have a case. I'm not sure if that's convincing enough.
It's only one.
I felt that they put the bar quite high in this case. I don't know why. It doesn't create any problem, doesn't create any inscript variance or transitivity or anything. So
we should try.
Why isn't it enough to look at the shape and conclude that? I mean, in some cases it's enough to look at the shape, and sometimes they require examples.
So yeah.
I think FOSS is good. It's good enough because it's very possible. I mean, it could be a word in German.
Personally, I think it's because of the composure of IP.
Yep.
Asmus being the German speaker and Asmus being also a guy who comes from a font and Unicode background. So he has been looking at these glyphs his entire life, I guess. He was running Unicode, right?
Yeah.
So he has been looking at these things his whole life and he's like, oh, they are different. Because, you know, it's what he's been doing. A lot of.
Yeah, it's easy for him to see it, but it's not. It's almost impossible for those who haven't spent decades.
I think, in a sense, Asmus is not representative because of his line of work, he was highly trained to see those differences.
But I think after we made the argument, they were a bit more open. At first, they were like, no, and then when we said like, yeah,
they're open. Asmus is a smart guy, and they all are. So that's not the problem.
So that's the action item, right? Provide labels in Greek of German words to prove that in CP point need to use a set of cutting.
And I think yes. German words, I think it should be enough possible German words.
Yeah,
I think that's what they...
Well,
because
course.
We were talking about mnemonics, right? But also mindful of the sharp F's would not be used
of course,
probably at the beginning, or right?
Mm.
Not German war in the full sense of a German war, but something that
German
is
label.
German.
Structure.
German
like
label.
Yeah.
German
label. For example, you wouldn't have sharp F probably in acronym.
No, because
it doesn't occur.
Because
in acronyms, you would use the regular S. Sharp S is used to make a distinction between certain vocalic and consonantic contexts.
And also that in the acronym you usually use the beginning, maybe
the
beginning of
a
movie,
about
a
name,
a word.
Yeah, exactly.
So nothing
else. Yep.
I didn't understand.
Do you use the initials when you're using an acronym, like
National
Governmental Organization,
yeah.
IGO?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what.
Some of the words won't start with S.
Sharpen.
Exactly.
That's why it stands on an acronym.
Can I back to 0079? I just wanted to probably highlight that one.
Can
this
we,
one.
For me? The previous one?
Yes.
So, if we're done with this?
I think so.
0079?
Yeah. So, yesterday I think we presented an argument and I just wanted to reiterate that just to ask if you want to capture that just in case we forget it. And that was that, you know, obviously the reason this is being resisted, one of the reasons the bar is high is because it creates an inscript variant in Cyrillic. So we actually had an argument to actually counter that argument, bring the bar back low. And that argument was that this otherwise only used in Mongolian, I remember. And we had a Cyrillic reader in Latin GP who thought these were confusable.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that kind of argumentation can help bring the bar lower.
Yes.
My name will be the
yes.
most important.
You will blame. You will be blamed by the Cyrillic user for the rest of your natural life.
No, not the Cyrillic user community, just the Mongolian user community.
They will put photos of you after a few all over Mongolia.
Wanted.
They will have demonstrations, rallies in the streets.
You will be famous. or infamous.
Famous.
A few things more.
Yeah. I don't think Maria. No.
So,
Mirjana will defend this one.
Yes. Next one is the AK. It's a pity that nobody uses the Latin alpha.
Who uses Latin alpha? Oh, but it's not in MSR. No.
It is.
It is, but we did not pick it up.
Right.
Gotcha. We didn't find any support.
There probably must be some language using it, otherwise it wouldn't have been in Unicode.
Well, no.
It could be
any other reason. It could be a mathematical symbol.
Symbol could put in different places. But it could be historical reasons for that. It's used in IPA as a different
sound.
Symbol. It, yeah, different sound.
So that's another reason.
Yeah. This moves over to our non-visual sameness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the discussion there. So, and this also goes for the next one with acute accented A.
Yeah. Well, the one with the acute accented is stands or falls with the other one, and it's no reason to consider it separately.
So the way I'm capturing the action item is to provide additional rationale with regards to semantic equivalence. Because we all know what semantic means now, right?
Yep.
So, and the same goes to you. No,
that's lovely.
And the same goes for the one below.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think the one below just put just reference back to the one above. Don't try and recapture the whole.
Same principle.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the same principle. It's the same basic letter.
Right, and then here it will relieve that we remove it. So I thought it was good to show them that we remove things. I thought it was psychologically good.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's kind of a bargain.
Serious in our discussion, and that we are.
Yeah, show some goodwill with some characters. So
yes.
On the other hand, we can be more.
Some kind of bargaining with them.
Now
yeah.
This is getting American.
Yeah, call it that. I felt it was good.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, and here we also we dropped. I don't think it's any problem with the. The OOED versus O3AF. It's called a homoglyph there, and so, but the other one is removed. So there's no issue with that. And the same thing further down here with the tonus.
An acute
labiamo. That we removed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's knowledge or
yes.
IP agreed.
Yes, IP plus one, remove. Okay.
Yeah, they just agree.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Yes, okay. And we have the same thing here. So that's good. And then we have, with the horn, that we have to show the data that we have. So that's quite... Okay, so do I move too fast?
Just one second.
What do you comment?
On the...
Oh, with horn.
Yes.
Sometimes this document moves without my will.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
When somebody's editing or moving around, it just refocuses.
It shouldn't defocus on me, I think.
But it was me. That's,
center of the world, man.
I mean,
you are not the center of the world.
Yeah.
No, with my computer. And then we have... O25B. It, again, we have to show data. We have to show the hog data to get support for this.
The visuality or semantic?
Visual similarity.
Both. It would be both. Visual because in some forms they look similar enough, the first two. Semantic because it may be in the same fashion. Google,
okay, here
Euro.
We talk about
okay, I understand. Still, could you Google Euro? Currents.
You're the current, yeah. So, go for example to the Wikipedia entry. You can see the picture, which is in Wikipedia, but also the logo. What is the first? I always prefer to use the URL, so I know that
what they use, right? What they use
Wikipedia.
The same shade, but they have two dashes crossing through. But I think depending on the glyph, depending on the font size and everything in context, it can kind of become the same. And clearly,
where do you look?
Euro, the sign for the currency.
Okay, here.
The sign for the currency. I think this sign is supposed to be a stylized abbreviation of the E, of the initial E. So it is used past prototo in that sense.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
There is a graphic difference because this one has.
Yeah, but they can use the same argument they were using as Pepsi, where they were saying that they're just, as you yourself said, stylized formation, and we need to provide a more generic case.
And this is a separate code point.
Yes, we can do that. We can find probably calligraphic tradition pointing to the use of E in that form. So here they have intentionally tried to make it different by adding another stroke. But the shape, the round shape, is the same. So I think it's both graphic and
it's both what you call visual and non-visual.
So actually it's Cyrillic than the one that looks most different. 4454. Cyrillic small letter Ukraine IE. So we have to base it on this, I think. Can you see? Should I enlarge it?
Those are consistently different, right? So it's more like a semantic variant rather than actually a visual variant. That's what.
I don't see that sameness.
Because visually they're consistently distinct.
Yeah, but I don't see when you talk about the semantic similarity.
If you replace one with the other,
yes,
you will react as the same thing,
like different shapes.
Exactly.
No, not because they look the same, but
because in your mind they are the same.
Yeah, but that they look the same.
Yeah, they don't have striking different.
It must be that they look the same because we don't use the other shape. We don't use the other shape in Latin. It's not as with different A's. We have the alpha shape and we have the regular A shape. They're distinct in shape.
They do.
We use them interchangeable. But here, it must be the
similarity in my handwriting. But I can't.
I never write epsilon, so I don't know. I don't have any handwriting for writing epsilon.
This is a German word, and I did.
Is that
an E? Can you read it?
What is this? A separate letter in German?
Yeah. No, this is just E.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you write it like that? Because you've written the first E in a different form.
I was trying to demonstrate the difference.
This is
not
part of the lesson.
Okay.
This is the word.
Okay, but please, we're not talking about interchanging with E. We're talking about interchanging with epsilon, the Latin epsilon.
Oh, yeah, I'm confused. What do you mean?
Here you're actually changing with E.
Correct?
Yes, but
that's
not the issue. Issue here, so then we have to extend this variant relationship so that it includes a variant relationship between.
Yes, we do.
What do you mean, yes, we do?
Yes, we do have to extend the variant relationship.
So
this set should be unified with standard E.
Okay, but okay.
I assume it's not possible because of what ASCII restrictions.
No.
It's not because these other ones are not part of ASCII.
No, that's not true because we have variants including S and etc. So that's very possible.
I think what your variation you're talking about is not that common.
You're saying that variation?
That variation.
I think this is one of the standard ways to write E in what they call Blockschrift in German, which is a stylized false capitals
kind
of thing.
Again, capitals are not under discussion.
It's not, it's not true capitals. It's like Blockschrift. Okay.
Blockschrift, yes, but it is capital, isn't this, and the you're using.
Yeah, so you're going into
how
a different.
How would you
write
A? What's that?
So we should stop.
It's not a black and white thing. It's not a.
Let's take
a continuous thing.
Alpha years after that.
Yeah.
I had my coffee. 10 o'clock. Shall we take the break or not?
Let's finish this. And
let's finish this
quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get
So there are two
things here.
So Meikel proposes that we introduce this variance between an E and some of these code points here, or actually the
we have three code points.
Greek, no, the
we have
Cyrillic wallet.
Greek and Latin. We have three code points in
and Maker proposes that we introduce a fourth one.
Yes, that's true.
Which one? E.
Standard E.
Because of the semantics.
The question is, if we back to the original one, the question is, are these, we have considered these to be similar candidate included per panel review to that's the date of
August.
I think I wasn't attending. I don't think they're that similar.
Visually, I agree with you. I mean,
it's a non-visual thing.
No, but it's
distinguishable.
We're talking about epsilon and Cyrillic small letter Ukrainian IE, not the normal E. So this is the comparison, and if we say that it's a semantic, then we're assuming that the users of Latin epsilon think that this is an alternate shape of Latin.
And that's a separate argument, but that's not a similarity argument.
That's a semantic similarity.
Yes.
And I don't think that we could argue for that because we don't know anything about the users of Latin epsilon.
What's the rating of the second inspection?
The only possible argument here for having these two as variants is the visual similarity, so that it's
so close
that
they are close, but they aren't distinguishable. I mean, the criteria for a number two raises to the point that you have a common font and none of these, if you have the Ukrainian E representation in one of the fonts on the left, then that would raise to the number two score.
So the closest one is the Courier.
Could you please zoom in, Max? Exactly. You have a distinguishing feature. So Cyrillic is like a C and a stroke on the middle, whereas the other one is inverted three.
So here, for example, you have a two-part shape connected. You have something like this, and you have something like this, and they're connected here. This is clearly a different shape from this. That's what you just meant by a kind of C.
Right.
However, if you look at these here, the way they are angled, they almost fall to a C shape, and the additional modifiers which are here to distinguish them, that is, the thingy up here, you see, you have it there, you have it there. Here instead they have introduced a thickening.
Yes, too. Put marker on those feet.
That's the way to get attention. Okay, so I was trying to say that here you have a thickening of the lower bowel, or how do you call it in English?
To me, again, they
so
don't
I'm saying
look
that
the same.
Here they are exactly similar, with the exception that here there is a dent. Here there is a dent, because originally they were the same. They were two shapes properly connected.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm trying to explain you the way I look at it. I'm trying to explain to you the way I look at it, and then you can, make of that whatever you think. So, if you don't look closely, I think they are confusable. But I do understand your point that they are essentially different shapes.
So if it's a, as that's why I was saying that it qualifies as a, if you're keeping it, it qualifies more as a semantic variant rather than actually a visual variant.
Yes.
Visually, they're different.
But they can be
semantic variants. See that they are perceived by the users
as
all kind of shapes. We don't
either that or that the shapes can alter in different fonts.
We see here that we have no support for that.
Right. So then.
You're too quick. So I think the connection is two parts. So you have what is it? You have the Cyrillic thing. And in Latin, you have the E, and you have the E. So I think semantically, they are considered equivalent. Semantically.
Yeah.
Okay? And semantically, these are considered equivalent.
I disagree.
But these are not.
I disagree in all.
I disagree in the
that you say that semantically equivalent. No.
Okay.
The relationship
is
between capital and small, if you make them semantically equivalent. If within lowercase, they're not semantically.
Yes, yes, yes. The connection comes because of confusion between capital and small. But the relationship between uppercase and lowercase letters, between these, is not stable across handwriting and stylized canonical shapes in printed form. So this may be a capital E in handwriting.
Can we stick to the first?
So this
E is not
uppercase.
Makeup.
I'm trying to explain.
You
pushing in E, but we have to resolve the first issue, Latin.
So graphically,
epsilon Latin epsilon and Cyrillic small letter Ukrainian IE should be
I understand. Excuse me. To answer your question, these are not graphically similar enough to assign them probably a rating of 2. Probably they're more in the 3 category, which would make them maybe a candidate for the string similarity appendix we're suggesting. I'm saying, probably also in my mind, because which is a matter of the criteria we are using to do the comparison. So I think we all had different ways we would think doing this comparison, which results in the differences between the way we looked at things. Some of us were more thinking on the visual part, some of us were more thinking on the semantic part, so to say. Some of us were doing both. So I'm saying there are 2 issues. Graphically, yes. I would say we can settle for this as a 3. So the graphic argument here is not salient enough. There would be a thing for the string similarity chain. I'm saying we will get back to the issue because this shape, I think...
Yeah, but if we then I don't want to block you, but...
I'm hijacking your agenda?
Yes, because we are... First, we should resolve what we have on the table, and the next step is whether we should lift in E.
My mind don't work like that.
E in this. Otherwise, it's very confusing.
Yes.
So,
sorry, yeah. I was just brainstorming.
Like, yes,
because
I understand.
Now that we're discussing it,
yeah,
these things fall into place in my head.
You don't have to excuse. It's fine.
And then we can discuss about whether we can find proof for it or not.
I brainstorm too once in a while.
So
it's fine. So I think that we should settle this. We have reversed our decisions earlier. Is there a proposal of removing this as a variant?
On visual grounds,
yes. Because this is on visual grounds. And I don't think that we can safely argue that there are any semantic variation here, because we don't know anything about the uses of epsilon.
Sorry, but this is a separate discussion. You just told me, like, now we're doing visual and non-semantic.
Okay. So then we lift it into the semantic discussion then.
Yes.
Okay. So if that is the case, we would remove this variant. And then...
We must change the comment.
And then the...
it cannot be nearly identical due to font design.
No.
It should say something like, potential candidate for semantic variation at this stage. Probably.
Okay. So I think I would argue that it is that these are close enough to be put into the appendix.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes, this is clear. Graphically, yes.
Yes. So then. Then for the I think you're putting who's putting comments
should not be there.
The comments should be up here.
We're up here. Oh, sorry. It's 25 in. Got it.
Because that's the Latin versus Cyrillic.
Okay.
OCB5 is the Greek. .300 series is Greek and .400 series is Cyrillic.
Mm-hmm.
In general.
All right.
So, but also remember that Maker wants us to lift this in together with E into semantic similarity.
Yes.
I don't like the semantic because semantic means something else.
Does it?
Yeah. There's no meaning.
Yeah, but let's agree that that's the terminology that we use for meaning broadly.
Okay. Let's have 10 minutes coffee break.
Okay.
This will take time.
How many items left?
Actually, there are 3 items on the...
3 left?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.